The bill was dropped when it became evident that the Democratic-led state Senate just did not have the votes to pass legalization of marijuana. The legislature instead approved a bill to further decriminalize the drug. Possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis will now be considered a violation and will be subject to a $200 fine. Possession of 1 ounce or less will result in a $50 fine. Cassandra Frederick with the Drug Policy Alliance says it's a poor substitute for legalization of the drug.
The fact that we ended up with the further decriminalization of marijuana was disappointing.
She says the decriminalization law won't do anything to fix racial disparities in marijuana arrests. Formerly incarcerated people will still face parole and probation violations for possession of cannabis. Anyone arrested with more than 2 ounces of marijuana can still face being separated from their children, or if they are an immigrant, face possible deportation.
They had the ability and the tools to move it forward, and I think while there were some concerns, you know, around driving, around young people, those concerns were met in large part. They were very much met.
Frederick says the final versions of the bill included funding for the hiring of drug recognition experts, which are law enforcement officers specially trained in recognizing the effects of anyone who is driving while impaired from the use of the drug. And she says the bill also looked into buying and using special breathalyzers. They could determine whether a driver had used cannabis. Frederick says while 6 Long Island Senate Democrats were not willing to vote for the measure, she says there were also Democratic senators from New York City and Westchester who were on the fence. Governor Cuomo, who says it was a mistake not to legalize marijuana, says lawmakers would have been better off including the measure in the state budget, where they had the political cover of the gigantic spending plan, instead of waiting until later in the session to try to tackle the issue.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say everything but.
The governor did not step in to try to change any minds in the Senate, even though the bill's sponsor, Senator Liz Krueger, asked him to do so. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, on a tour of New York's North Country, says the Assembly's own internal polling showed that legalization was supported by state residents in the majority of lawmakers' districts, including those upstate.
That's one of the things that I think that, unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Frederick with the Drug Policy Alliance says her group blames Cuomo, Hastie, and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins. She said they all could have done more in the final weeks of the session to pass the bill.
All three are to blame. Governor Cuomo said decriminalization is not enough. Even this week he said that. He said, deal with the hard questions now. Don't kick this down the road. But we also know that we have a governor. If he wants something to happen, he makes it happen.
She says advocates will continue to work during the off session between now and January to gain support so that the bill can pass in 2020.
The criminalization of people does not take a 6-month recess, and therefore the advocacy to end the criminalization of people will not rest.
Opponents say they will be working just as hard to make sure that New York does not legalize the drug. In addition to decriminalizing smaller amounts of marijuana, the Senate and Assembly passed a measure to regulate the growing hemp industry in New York, as well as the sale of CBD products. But Governor Cuomo has not committed to signing it into law, saying he needs to review the legislation first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.